safe here.
I know.
You are safe in the arms of Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Safe, comfortable, free to be you and me. Coming up in this hour, a report from Dr. Ken, medical info, updates on your money. As a matter of fact, the 2020 News Quiz will be about your money. Situation of United Airlines, got to spend a moment or two on that. It's all about technology. Will the skies be friendly or not today? Not if you're flying United today. It ain't going to be a friendly time. But I find the most interesting thing that we have at DougSteffen.com today, and also for me anyway, I have a strange sense of what people are interested in. The real news of the day isn't what's going on in Egypt and the Middle East and the budget. It's the closely guarded secret recipe for Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that it may have been leaked.
Really?
We have it at DougSteffen.com. The secret recipe for Coca-Cola. How much Coke do they actually put in Coca-Cola?
How can anything be a secret recipe anymore?
Well, there are no secrets.
I mean, we can find out the DNA of a monkey,
right,
or something
so
like that.
So you put that through any good chemistry class could figure it out, probably.
Colonel Sanders, your time is up, buddy.
Right. All right, so how about we have a Coca-Cola with a bucket of Colonel's chicken, and we'll just try to figure out what the secret is.
Sure. Not MetaFast friendly, but okay.
But Coca-Cola?
Yeah, Coca-Cola and...
Coca-Cola is not friendly for anybody. That stuff is so bad for you.
If you have a Diet Coke with a chicken breast that's not breaded or fried.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, but Kentucky Fried Chicken, hello. That's why they call it Kentucky Fried Chicken, Richie, because it's, guess what, fried
chicken.
They have the healthy option now.
Yeah, they know they do. All right, so anyway, that's the secret. If the secret is out, we've got it here. Check it out at DougSteffen.com. Also, the video of the day today.
I'm just looking at this.
The Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah.
This is like you've never heard it before. There's a violinist that's recorded himself playing all of the different parts. He does everything. Remember I've told the story about Karen and Richard Carpenter, how they perfected for the first time all of the instrumentation and all of the voices because Richard was smart enough to figure out how the tracking system worked on tape machines. So he managed, his sister recorded all of the female voices. He recorded all the male voices. They played all the instruments, and they put it all together. Well, in a sense, I guess that's what this lady has done. She plays all the parts.
It's a guy.
Oh, I thought it was a woman.
It's a guy.
Oh, okay. Does it look like a woman?
No, it looks like a guy.
Doesn't look like Andre, the guy with the long hair that
was
here
at
PBS. No. Yeah. Okay, so Richie, let's play the Bohemian Rat. The fact that this is all one person, it's amazing. Accompanying himself. Video of the day. Doug Steffen. Trying to impress us that you know the lyrics.
Easy come. Easy.
Yeah. You got a different song, Richard. Although it does sound like the Queen version, doesn't it?
I'm waiting because he's got to get into it more when there's more than... Right now there are four of him playing this. Let's see if he breaks it out to where there's like 10 of him. This now. Back in 1958, when Buddy Holly was doing multi-tracking and tracking his rhythms over top of each other and then playing the lead over top of that, it was one of the most amazing things ever done in music. And there had been some of it done before then, but Buddy Holly really was kind of one of the first guys who did multi-tracking. Now you can have some guy with a fiddle on YouTube playing four-part
harmony.
Yeah,
on the violin.
On the violin with
himself. Buddy Holly, how they did it, they had the single track, and then they put another track, and they mix it together. Then they put that on a single track, and you put the third thing. They just keep using the two track over and over and over again by mixing the two into one and then adding another one over and over. But that's not what, as you pointed out, this is the this could be easily computer generated.
With a computer. Doug, with a little bit of training, you could do this.
I could do that, Richie.
Yeah.
I prefer the Queen version of this.
As a matter of fact, that's going to be a project for us. We're going to have you sing all parts of a four-part harmony song.
Good. Okay.
And we will sync it up.
Yeah.
And then we will create a YouTube video, and it will go wildly mad.
Yep, okay, we'll do that.
It'll be
That's how Justin Bieber got started. If he can get started that way, I can get started that way.
Why not?
What the hey?
Yeah.
You'll be a YouTube sensation.
What song? Let's see, what song? Who put the bop in the bop? She bop, she bop.
It needs to be a good day song.
A good day song?
Yeah.
All right. One enchanted evening. No, that's not a good day
when
song.
When I met my true love.
Very good, Jennifer. Thanks. Nice. All right, so this is the story. This clever fellow is recording. And for some reason or another, I thought it was a woman. I don't know why I thought that, but at any rate, all this stuff mixed together, he's accompanying himself, as it were. Clever people. Those musicians. So get to know what it's all about. Help yourself to that and many other stories. Lots of great updates available. The news of the day, the events of the day, all of that material. The Coke story. As a matter of fact, our poll today at DougStevin.com focuses on you drinking Coke. Our question, how often do you have a Coke or any other soft drink? A, every day. I can't get through the day without one. B, a couple times a week. C, a couple times a month. D, I hardly ever drink soft drinks. E, I can't remember the last time I had a soft drink. E is my answer. Richie, what's yours?
Fast
I'm sorry, Doug. What's my what?
What's your, in terms of the MetaFast diet, what's the last time you had a Coke or some other soft drink?
Oh, I've got one right here.
Oh, okay, good.
Dang. Yeah. Diet Coke.
Yeah, I'll admit it. I'm a Diet Pepsi-aholic, and I probably have one a
day. Stuff's really bad.
My name is Jen, and I'm a Diet Pepsi-aholic.
Really bad.
It's
Jennifer,
really bad.
I don't care about Rich, but I do care about you. I'd like you to live a long, happy, healthy life.
Here's what I've decided.
Lose the diet drink.
Yeah, I had gotten onto the green tea and was doing really well with that. But when I'm on a diet, for some reason the soda helps sustain me in between the meals.
It's weird. Like the soups, I always feel like I want a Diet Coke with them. I don't know what it is.
Right. So as soon as I get down to my happy weight, that's when I'll
go
back to the
water.
Green tea and water.
Yeah. All right. In a moment, we're going to talk about what's going on at United Airlines. Not such a friendly day to be flying. United has grounded all 96 of their 757s. Why would that be? You'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar.
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
17 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. A lot of things going on as usual at DougSteffen.com. We try to back up some of the stories, a little conversation on the air. Coming up, a 2020 quiz about money and child rearing. Before that, though, an examination of what's going on at United Airlines, which, as you may remember, took over Continental. It's now called United Continental Holdings. Looking back over the past 3 years, 3 years ago at the end of December, 1st of January, United announced a loss of $779 million for just one quarter.
Wow.
One quarter. End of 2008. Because they had terrible management. Airline used to be great.
No.
I loved United.
How do you
they
do that and still be in business?
Well, because they have a lot of money that has come in from stockholders. You know, that's why you sell stock. You have cash from the stock, sale of stock. Anyway, terrible, awful, 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 awful airline the last 3 or 4 years. Just a piece of crap. Anyway, so, but they've had a good year, and they had enough cash at the end of the year to entice Continental to merge with them. There were several reasons they wanted to merge, mostly because United had a bunch of old 737s. They don't like the Airbuses, and they needed some mid-sized planes to complement what they were doing. And as Continental has a large fleet, all Boeing fleet, they got rid of all of the two-engine rear-drive planes, and they have all Boeing 737s, 757s and 767s, 777s. 757 stopped production about 4 years ago, much to the chagrin of United and American and Continental, because and Delta as well, because they used the planes more than anybody else. But nobody was ordering them because there was a glut of them on the market, having some of the orders canceled by. It's funny because the plane's not used anywhere else. It is so uniquely American, the 757. They have them around the rest of the world, but it works so well in the medium and sort of long range across the country trips. Anyway, United has 96 of them. They grounded them all yesterday, every single one of them, because they put in new computers and didn't check them. And the FAA said, wait a minute, what are you guys? You didn't check these computers, you put them in? So United said, okay, we better check them. It takes about 8 hours to check them. They sent all of the planes to their maintenance bases, four of them around the country, and all their mechanics are, between yesterday and today, going to go through the whole fleet of them in order to get them back in the air by tomorrow. But can you imagine people sitting around like Boston? They canceled three flights, and they just said to people, well, we can't fly the planes because the computers don't work. That wasn't really true, but they still don't understand how to talk to the public. Isn't that amazing?
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
All right, so Roberta.
Yes, sir.
You have to do the whole weather report in the pirate voice.
Pirate, yeah.
I need to know what the weather's going to be in Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay, 84 degrees and raining. Melbourne! We're going to go over there. We're going to pillage Melbourne, 79 and rain. You like that, Doug?
These people are adult folks.
Speaking of your hat, where are your Buccaneers?
Whatever they are.
Oh, under my bucket hat.
This is our captain speaking, my fine pinioned pirates. We're approaching the tricky boy. Sharpen your cutlasses. There may be skullduggery ahead.
Having fun with Doug Stebbins today.
What's your man's name? How is mine?
How are you doing, Rich?
Once upon a time, you're so fine. Do the bumps of jam in your prime. Then you, then you.
He's always constipated a little.
People call, say beware, doll. You're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about.
You laugh all you want with this guy. Made a lot of money and made a lot of music. Very interesting. Very interesting guy. Bob Dylan. Who is in the Grammys. He has a new album, too, doesn't he, Richie?
Looks like there's something called the Whitmarsh Demos, which is the original recordings of a lot of his early hits, 62 to 64.
Yeah. On the same stage as Justin Bieber and Katy Perry. Interesting how we pay tribute as well we ought to.
I would say
music.
This guy is, say what you want about his singing.
I like his thing. I've always loved this stuff.
Amazing songwriters to ever walk upright. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. I'd rather listen to him than Barbara Streisand.
Oh, yeah.
Just 3 months shy of his 70th birthday, too, Bob Dylan is.
Wow.
And most every generation knows about Bob Dylan, I think. Don't you think everybody knows about Bob Dylan?
I think so.
Kind of like Mick Jagger. Wouldn't most everybody know about Mick Jagger? Most everybody knows about Barbara Streisand. It's just...
It depends. What do parents, I mean, you always try to, if you are a big music fan, you always try to pass your music roots along to your children. I make Sean listen to Zeppelin and Robert Johnson and the Stones and B.B. King and stuff like that. I don't care whether he likes it when he grows up, but he will know who it all is. Yeah,
right. I'm checking the trends now on Yahoo. Nancy Kerrigan is trending. Why? What's going on with Nancy Kerrigan?
She got a knee replacement.
Oh, did she?
Tanya Harding just got married. I'm speaking of, or just had a baby, I mean.
Really? Is it Nancy Kerrigan's?
I don't think so.
No, okay.
But that would be scandalous.
Billy Ray Cyrus is trending number three. Everybody's talking about him, his admission that he and his wife divorced and their lives became miserable when their daughter Miley got involved with the Disney company. They took over her life, and the parents seemed to get pushed out of the way. I suppose that the back and forth on this is they were the parents. They could have said no. The mother said that she wanted Billy Ray to let the daughter go and have her fun or become a star or whatever it is. The father didn't want that, and so they argued and got divorced. But now if you believe what is being said in the newspapers today, he thinks the kids are miserable little you-know-what. And their lives have become miserable because of Disney and what has transpired since that show became so popular. What a shame. That is just a damn shame. All right, the Coca-Cola secret. I'm fascinated with this because I'm doing a little research here back and forth the last 14 or 15 minutes to see if we really know what's in here. This is supposed to be the oldest and best kept commercial secret in the world. The recipe for Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola says the secret is still safe, but not so fast. The NPR program This American Life featured a discussion of the recipe, and it has caused a lot of discussion. The web is full of this, Richie. Full of it. 28 past the hour.
Wow.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Mark Twain once said, "Never let school get in the way of your education." But these days, there are programs that get students out of the classroom and into the real world. This year, National Geographic Student Expeditions has new summer programs in Barcelona, New Zealand, and a community service trip in Costa Rica. Students aren't just tourists on these trips. They're actually out in the field with experts conducting research programs and photography expeditions. Then there's something called Project Abroad. It's a new water sanitation initiative, and volunteers can help install water tanks, pumps, and pipes at an orphanage in Bolivia. This program follows the success of a similar project they started just last year in Tanzania. This year, Semester at Sea started pre-college programs for 10th and 12th graders. For 3 weeks, participants can attend college-level lectures. At each of the 8 ports of call, they will carry out pre-planned field study programs with their mentors. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Every vacation has a story to tell. A passport falling overboard. A giraffe coming to lunch. Tell us what makes you the world's unluckiest traveler, and you could win a $10,000 dream vacation. Vote for your favorites at TravelGuard.com/unlucky. Brought to you by TravelGuard. See your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com for a free quote on affordable travel insurance protection from TravelGuard.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
Listen, learn, and win on your schedule at DougStephan.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. Dr. Ken will join us in a few minutes. We've been talking about the skies getting not so friendly, United skies anyway. They bought Continental. Continental has the same number of 757, so maybe they'll be okay. A couple of days of inconvenience, bing, bang, boom. And the other, we're looking at some of the trends on Yahoo. The Coca-Cola story, which started actually over the weekend. The PBS show... Somehow or other, somebody found a newspaper article, and this became the big news. And now the Coca-Cola people say, now, hey, what, do you think we're foolish? We leave this stuff just laying around where anybody could find it. And so, but there's been a lot of credible discussion of this. And one would wonder why it is, when this show was on the air, I think it was Saturday, when they announced at the top of the program, this is why you tease on radio, Richie. At the top of the program, they said... Before the bottom of the hour, they would release the information. That is, they'd by 10:25 in the program tell everybody what the recipe was for Coca-Cola. So what happened? The websites that were carrying the show, you know, there was down the radio stations carry the program, but
right.
Also a lot of people listen online, like to this program. They listen to DougSteffen.com. Well, what do they call it when it melts down? The server, the T1, whatever it was, melted. And there was not enough bandwidth. People went like you wouldn't believe to hear the recipe, and so their website went down. What is it called when you don't have enough bandwidth like that? What happens?
It means you don't have enough bandwidth.
Right, pretty much. You don't have enough bandwidth.
That's all it is.
It just crashes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, the website crashed for NPR apparently.
NPR's servers crashed?
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you look through the recipe, there's like some weird stuff in it that nobody would ever have floating around their kitchen.
Right.
But I've never, in all my years sipping on Coca-Cola, have ever tasted the nutmeg and cinnamon that they say is in it.
Yeah, well, it's very small.
So what are the ingredients?
Teensy, teensy bit. Every little teensy what?
Oh, here it is. I got it right here.
So why'd you ask the question?
Because I just scrolled down at gooddayshow.com and found it.
There it is, right
there.
Let
me see. You want to hear it?
Well, why wouldn't you just have people go look at it instead of if we tell them on the air, they have no reason to go to DougStephens.com.
I think they should up from 1 ounce of caffeine to 2.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, perfect. Here's the 2020 news quiz question. There's this kind
lime
of a tribute
juice
question.
Yeah,
right?
I know. That was the other thing.
May I ask my question?
Yes,
I'm just.
All right. We are into the financial facts of life now in the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Okay.
This is the vanilla parenting number for the 21st century. This is for Rich, who has 2 children, and by the time he's done, he'll be coming to me looking to borrow money. Hopefully at that time, I'll have some to loan you again.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. The number. What is the number to the nearest thousand?
It's going to cost me to raise
how much
my
is
children?
It going to cost Rich and everybody else to raise a child at the age of 18 as of the beginning of this year? What's that number? 800-510-8255. You must know this if you are a parent. My advice to you, if you're raising a family, for God's sakes, find out how much it's going to cost you to raise the family. All these people who have, you know, you go out to Salt Lake City or wherever, and they have kids coming out of their ears. It isn't just there. There are a lot of the Catholics in the inner cities.
My wife was at Juliana's dance class the other day and saw this woman who also has a child that's in Sean's kindergarten class.
Yeah.
And was talking to the woman. She has 6 kids.
Ah!
6.
Oh. Never mind. You can't take care of them. It's irresponsible to be bringing that many children onto the planet. But there is, it's irresponsible to bring that many children onto the planet.
Completely. Man, let me tell you something. I got my hands full with just 2.
All right, so what's the number? 800, not from you. I want the audience. 800.
I couldn't even begin to guess.
510-8255.
And what are we, from birth till what?
18.
Birth till the 18th birthday when they are of age, supposedly.
So this doesn't include college?
No.
Or when they move back in with you.
Right. Okay, so the time they're out of high school, basically.
The essential number, yes. And if you don't know this number, it seems to me you ought to. You talk about a crunch of debt. Good
Can I guess?
God. Not on the air. 800-510-8255. The person who gets closest to the right number will get the prize, the swell prize, as it were. I'm fixated, and you know how I am about airplanes and airlines and stuff. Richard says, oh, no.
Here we go.
I'm just this whole thing about the 757s, and they didn't. What are they thinking? They put all this new stuff in?
Tom.
What? What is there about that? Now, here's something that's more practical. As we travel more and more of us, you get on a plane, Richie.
Yeah.
Jennifer gets on a plane. They all get on your plane. What is this brings me back to a week or so ago, last time I was on a plane, in the row where I didn't get to sit up front. And I'm not trying to sound like a jerk. I like to sit in the front because I usually catch up on my sleep there. It's hard to do that in the back of the plane if you're sitting, even if you're on the aisle. But I was coming from where was I going and coming from? I was just Salt Lake back to Los Angeles. So there's this guy behind me who takes his shoes off.
Ew.
Takes his shoes. And he puts his feet up on the back of the seat where I am.
Oh.
Wait, like his feet are by your head?
His feet are by my head, and he has his shoes and socks off.
Rude.
You jerk.
Did you say anything?
I did. Well, I didn't. Smell. I got up, and I turned around and looked at him. And he put his feet down, but then he was pushing against the back of my seat.
Yeah, you don't do that.
That is rude. Was he 2?
He's a big, tall guy, big, fat, bellied guy. And
now, I don't
how
buy
can he get
that
his legs
yeah,
out
I don't buy that he was that well, fat because he couldn't get his legs
well,
out.
Well, his legs were kind of skinny. He was sort of, he wasn't well proportioned, let's put it that way. He wasn't a big guy, but he had a big belly. One of those deals. And then putting the seat back, yeah. But one of the things that comes to mind, the children is another thing that. If you're a parent, you bring a child on a plane, how can you have any kind of consciousness and let your child run around up and down the aisle or make all kinds of racket or push the seat, and then when somebody gets up and says something about it, you give them a dirty look? How dare you speak like that to my child? Well, tell your little crumb-grabbing kid
to keep his
feet off of the seat behind, yeah, it's just rude.
Control your crumb grabber, sir.
Crumb grabber.
I mean, hey, you're the parent of two former crumb grabbers.
All right. You know they didn't do that on a plane.
Yeah, I would have never missed it.
Hey, let me tell you something. Back in, what, 1947, when you had young kids, there wasn't much air flight
going on. Kids are my age. Leave them alone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How often did you fly with your kids?
Lots.
Lots, meaning once a year, five times a year?
Yeah, four or five times a year anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Do we answer the question now? Or, yeah, let's answer this question now.
Did you have roofs on the planes back then?
Have what?
Roofs. Like, was it enclosed? Or were you still in those cockpit things with the open cockpit?
Let's get the answer to our 2020 trivia question. The question has to do with how much it costs you to raise a child up to the age of 18. And the person with the closest answer will win the prize, either some ski passes, if you like to ski, or Doug Steffen paraphernalia of lots of hats and shirts and all that good stuff. Let's see. How about Jeff, who's in Minnesota? Jeff.
Yeah.
What do you think the right number is? How are you doing today?
Hey, pretty good. I guess we feed them a lot of venison and fresh walleye up here, so it's only about $6,000 a year.
Wow.
Nice.
All right, $6,000 a year times, that's what it costs to send them to school, for heaven's sake. Six times, that's like about $112,000. Nope. You're too low.
Really.
All right, thanks for the call. Nice to talk to you. Bob in Norway, Michigan. Hi.
Hi, Doug. How are you doing?
Well, sir. How about you?
Good. I'm going to say $1.2 million.
That's a little high. Actually, it's a lot high.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, that's about where I was.
Like...
Yeah, too high. All right, Kurt, sorry about that, sir. I got to get to scooting through these. Kurt's in Lake Havasu. Hi.
Hi.
What do you think the number is?
I think it's $840,000.
That is too high.
Really?
By a multiple. Yep, right. Well, you thought it was. You think that's the right number?
Yeah, I was thinking right around there.
Mary in Roseburg, Oregon. Hi.
Hi.
What do you think the right number is?
I'm going to say $225,000.
You are very, very close, but Meg is closer. Meg, what do you think the number is?
I said it's $210,000.
$214,500 to raise your child to the age of 18.
That's not bad, I don't think.
That's not bad.
You don't think that's bad?
I may pop out a couple more.
How you be, Richie? Yeah. $200,000? That's what is that? That amounts to about $18,000 a year. $18,000 per. That's $36,000 for
that
you,
makes
Richie.
Sense. Yeah.
You got $36,000 to throw at those two little kids?
Apparently, I'm coming up with it somewhere.
One way or the other. Meg, do you have children?
No, I don't.
You don't have any children?
No, so I'm saving at $210,000.
You are good for you. Are you single and free, or are you married and got a husband and keep him there?
I'm happily married 23 years.
And no children.
No.
Do you think? You think you're happier because you don't have children? Really, honest and true. Really.
I do.
Yeah, that freedom
$18,000
is
nice.
Some people just are not set to, they don't want to have children, and if that's a choice they make. The thing that bothers me, Meg, is that people are so judgmental. You've been married all that time, you don't have any children yet? What's the big idea?
Yeah,
what's the problem?
Let me tell you something. Those same judgmental people look at you, Meg, and go, oh, I'd love to be able to go to Vegas without having
any
kids.
Right, that's because they have kids.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And do you both work full time?
Yes, we do.
So you got a lot of money in the bank.
Dinks.
Yeah.
You're dinks.
Yeah.
Good
for
you.
Yeah, we're dinks.
Yeah.
Once in a while, we're oinks.
Oinks, what is that?
One income.
One
income.
I've never heard of oinks.
That's pretty good. All right, hold on a second, Meg. You a skier? You're in Minnesota. You might want to go skiing.
No, I'm not a skier.
All right, Richie, we'll find something good
we'll
for
take
you.
Care of her.
Meg, good job. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you.
Oinks.
16 before the hour.
That's fine.
Dr. Ken up next here on Good Day.
Oink.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Can everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags.
Geico could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. Geico. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program here at 13 minutes before the hour. Dr. Ken and I have been working on this Medifast deal because the folks at Medifast recognize that Ken has credibility. He's been on the air for a long time with me, and he also has been practicing medicine for a long time. So he was happy when they asked him, once he looked over what the Medifast program was all about, to join the over 20,000 doctors who for the past 30-plus years have recommended Medifast as the way for you to lose weight responsibly, inexpensively, intelligently. This is the real deal, Ken, right?
This is the real deal, because you need a healthy diet, a diet you can live with, a lifestyle that 'll go on for a time, and this is it. And I see patients in my office day after day successful with Medifast, and I recommend it. It's a way to lose weight, keep it off, and get your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your sugar all under control so you can avoid all those medications.
What's good about this is the Medifast support program. This is extraordinarily helpful. This plan has been developed by doctors, used by doctors like Dr. Ken. If you would like to get on the program, it's pretty easy to do. Log on to MediFastKen.com. That's right, MediFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. Save $50 when you purchase some of the Medifast food and products. Or if you feel better, you can talk to somebody directly at 800-506-4115. 15. That's 800-506-4115. All the folks on the program here are on it. They are doing extraordinarily well. So if you are of a mind, and this is the time of year, people are getting ready for springtime. Yes, that's the good word. You want to look your best. Actually, a lot of you are going to the tropics. You're going to go to the Caribbean. You're going to go to Florida. Wherever you're going to go, you want to put on that bathing suit. You want to look like a tub of lard. So get on the Medifast diet, MedifastKen.com.
There's a sales pitch for you.
Or call 800-506.
You don't want to look like a tub of lard.
4115. All right. News today about men, prostate cancer, and this hair stuff that people have been using that could be not so good, Ken, huh?
Doug, published in the Annals of Oncology this week, hair loss during your 20s, twice the risk of prostate cancer. This all has to do with changes in hormones in the body. My recommendation is if you have hair loss in your 20s, please get screened.
Yeah, you got to really make sure that you're taking care of that
really?
Sort of thing.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the hoof. There have been a lot of those things around. A lot of emphasis on pumping iron these days, but it's not just for muscles. A lot of women, I was looking at the story of a woman who's 93 years old, Ken, enjoys the benefits of strength training because the workouts for people that age and moving up to that age are good for their skeleton, good for their cognitive function as we learn more and more about how the brain works, right?
Absolutely. This is just, in general, healthy for the circulation throughout the body. And you don't have to pump a lot of iron. Just even low weights is good for everybody. 3 days a week, you want to skip a day in between. And this will create extra muscle, which just works as an incinerator on your calories to burn the calories and also just promotes good, healthy blood flow.
Good cardio exercise, et cetera, and endurance. Dr. Ken on Good Day.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Cold with you, I'll get you medicine when your tummy aches, build you a fire if the furnace breaks, oh, it could be so nice growing old with you. I'll miss you, kiss you, give you my coat when you are cold, need you, feed you, even let you hold the remote control. So let me do the dishes in our kitchen sink, put you to bed when you've had too much to drink. Oh, I could be the man who grows old with you.
Adam Sandler, number one star at the movies with Jennifer Aniston this past weekend. This actually is a song from The Wedding Singer, which was the number one movie during this week in 1998. Adam Sandler's been around. His songs, wow. I go back to the Hanukkah song, they kind of all sound the same, oh,
yeah.
But they're cool.
Simple guitar.
Right, exactly. Chuck Curry is here.
Comes from the stuff he used to do on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. It's Movie Moments on Good Day.
By the way, do you know how old Adam Sandler is?
46 or something? 45?
Yes, he's 46 years old.
46.
And a lot of comics have a lot of trouble in their 40s, keeping their career going. I mean, right. Look at Jim Carrey, really.
He never had a career, as far as I'm concerned.
Jim Carrey was red hot 10 years ago, but he's not really anymore. But Adam Sandler keeps...
People go wise to his foolishness. So here we have this movie. I keep looking at these reviews. Every time I pick up a newspaper, there's another review of this movie, which I hope I can see, actually. I'd like to see this movie just go with it. And good for Jennifer Aniston and for Adam Sandler. Described as a sweet Valentine for movie lovers, romance and a good story, kind of cute. And isn't that what people want? Not just men. I mean, I'm sorry, not just women, but I just think men like these stories really down deep.
Yes. For some reason, they like these stories. Not these stories, but Adam Sandler, and this is one of the reasons that Adam Sandler works.
Yeah.
Guys will go see an Adam Sandler flick, even if it's a chick flick.
Yeah.
I would go see an Adam Sandler flick because he's funny. You know, it's not all like.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. He's not Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant pass.
Oh, Hugh.
Well, you know, he's not. He's not a critical. I mean, if you look at the reviews for Mr. Deeds, most of them are one star. But that movie makes me buckle over. I buckle over in laughter.
That's a great
movie. That movie is so funny.
All right, we want you to control yourself, Chucker. Hold on for a second. Chucker has a lot of movie news for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
The morning sun will guide me. I count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. As the forge starts to brew. Waking up to that aroma that always pulls us through. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Caleb, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer had me repair a small chip on her windshield before it could crack. She asked me if the repair would last a long time because she wanted to sell her car next year. I told her SafeLight's repair resin is scientifically proven to stay stronger, last longer, and it won't yellow over time. Plus, thanks to her insurance, a SafeLight repair was no cost to her.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Chuck Curry, who is the author of Entertainment Today and Beyond, which you can get to if you go to DougSteffen.com. You see a picture of him in the contributors box. Click onto that and you find out all kinds of great things as he writes and thinks about movies and videos, DVDs. So what's happening today, Chucker?
All right, Doug, actress Michelle Pfeiffer in talks to join the cast of director Tim Burton's big screen version of the 60s gothic soap opera Dark Shadows. Johnny Depp is going to star in the film playing the title character of Barnabas Collins. Pfeiffer will play the head member of the family. Pfeiffer worked with Burton in 1992, playing Catwoman in his Batman Returns. Other news, Guy Ritchie reportedly interested in doing a remake of Burt Reynolds' Cannonball Run. Yeah. He's currently finishing up on Sherlock Holmes 2, which is subtitled A Game of Shadows, which once again will star Robert Downey Jr. Guy Ritchie in an interview says he'd like to see George Clooney fill the Burt Reynolds role, but I'd be shocked if that happened. One other bit of news, Universal Pictures reportedly interested in possibly doing another Terminator film with Justin Lin, who's done the last three Fast and the Furious films. They're interested in him helming that project. I think the Terminator franchise has pretty much burned itself out. But
Arnold.
Get Arnold.
Arnold.
Yeah.
So let's see. Go back to 1996. On this date in 96, the thriller City Hall. Al Pacino, remember that? John Cusack, Bridget Fonda, Danny Aiello, Martin Landau. That's a good movie.
Danny Aiello. Wow. Yeah.
Where is he? He's been around.
I like that guy.
Hey, very good. Chuck Curry, also very good on Good Day. 59 past the hour.